I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can count on not a whole lot, but you can count on Paramount Plus and Sundays with the NFL on CBS. Watch your local NFL games live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We are at Flowery Branch today, guys. Dukes and Bell hanging out. We're waiting on Rob. Practice was going on, and as soon as they get off the field, he'll walk in here, and we'll get a chance to talk to him about all the things that we need to get right and things that this team, Mike, needs to do better, because it feels like there's a lot. And somebody said to me, it feels like you guys are complaining about everything. Is everything bad? And the answer is no.
No, no, no. We've shown the ability to look like a playoff caliber football team. We run the football really well. We got a young athletic defense mixed with some veterans that is basically still one of the best pass defenses despite what Tua did last week. Problem is right now, we lost Divine Diablo. Huge hit to our defense. You know, we went, I saw a video.
Divine Diablo.
Saw a video today somebody had sent me where A.J. Terrell goes for the big hit and just blows off, gets hit by a blocker, misses a tackle. I mean, so a technique, too. I think sometimes our tackling technique, not setting the edge. So it's the little things. That's basically it. But all those little things, I sound like Al Pacino. All those little things add up to those inches we're trying to get. So that's where we're at. Offensively, when we can't run the football, we're dead in the water.
Yeah.
That's it. When we can't run the football, we can't do anything. And that's the problem. In my mind,
it is. I totally agree with you. 404-726-0929.
And special teams continues to be bad.
It does.
As a whole. On the pecking order, we just kind of take that for granted, you know, if we're honest.
Well, yeah, because it seems like this other stuff, especially with the offense, is so overwhelming. Hey, we didn't mention this as we wait on Coach. Trey Young was on Jimmy Fallon. And I don't know if you guys watch it.
I was watching the World Series. I missed it.
So, yeah, but he talked more than anything about wanting to win a championship. And it's out there, but he was like, look, the individual numbers are good, but the main goal is winning a chip. And I thought it was cool to Trey. You know, again, those appearances, look, with social media now, I don't know if those appearances have the effect they once did, Mike. You went on a late night show. It was a big deal. Your player went on. But these guys can be on every day if they want to. And he's got his own podcast and whatnot. I don't think he does it during the season. You know, he responded to Patrick Beverly when that all went down.
Shut that down pretty quick.
Yeah, that's over. But Trey was on last night.
Just state your source.
He still has it. But he talked about winning the championship. And I just said, look, I love that our stars are just talking about this.
Right.
But I also know there's a lot of doubt out there about if it'll ever happen with Trey as a Hawk. Mm. And that's really, you know, look, I expect him to say these kinds of things. And I love that he's trying to put some respect on our city, man. He's trying to say, hey, I want to be here. I want to win as a Hawk. He's been saying that. I know we've had our ups and downs, Mike. It's no secret. The Hawks at times have investigated what they might try to get for Trey. But none of that stuff has transpired. They haven't traded him. He's still here. Mike said, will he get his money? We think he will. But also, the team has to play really well, and we got to be a deep playoff team this year. This can't be another play-in.
No way, man. If we are a 7 seed, if we're not 6 or better, then something went terribly wrong. We know we got to manage Porzingis' minutes. Right now, we got a rebounding problem. Some of that is effort. Some of that is schematics. But you know, you talked about sort of like this multi-person front court. We're kind of trying to work. Quinn Snyder, it's go time. Like we're putting Quinn. We'll put Quinn on blast.
Put him on.
That's why Trey was in New York. He's up there playing in Brooklyn. But you're 1-3 versus an 0-4 team, which is literally planning on being the number one pick. I know they don't tank, but they kind of do. Yeah. And that's kind of where Brooklyn is at. But you've got to figure this thing out, because we don't have – I said to Carl, so I can wait till Christmas till this thing comes together, or the trade deadline, or you know, the All-Star break? You know, I know we will have our Steve Kooten in-season tournament, which
yes,
you get a
soon.
Trophy.
Starting soon.
You know, all right. So
we almost won it last year.
You're darn right we did.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's get amped up and ramped up and figure this out, because you can't be giving up an average of 125 a game, man. That's our Nate soundbite. We didn't play defense.
And we still haven't. We're not playing consistent defense. Tonight it is Brooklyn, and then they're still on the road. I think Pacers on Friday, as we'll go a little bit later on Friday, as a matter of fact. Mike and I will go till 6:30.
Oh, come on. I got to get home for trick-or-treaters.
You?
I'm kidding. I know, it's a joke. But no, and you brought up a good point. Even though on the record doesn't reflect it, Indiana's lost some close games against really good teams.
Yes, they have. They have. Look, I think Indiana's still going to be
despite good. Despite Halliburton being out.
Yeah, they're still going to be good because they're deep. That's why they made the run they made last year. They got a lot of guys that have versatility that they can throw out there. But I thought that was cool. If you guys saw it, you can comment, let us know what you think. But I have no problems, man. I know people want to take shots, but I just think that's what you want to get from your star.
Guys hitting us up on the text line, continuing the conversation we talked about before the commercial break about, you know, like, yeah, we're all angry. We're all upset. We're all ticked off. We're all feeling like that sense that I said it in that kind of like open letter thing I did on social media. Your sense of futility, which creeps in as a fan. I hope, you know, we can address that. Guys, winning, it's no blank, Sherlock. Winning cures all. If you go five, you can win these next two games, you go to 5-3. Okay, we've stabilized the ship. Now let's go win some NFC games and let's go figure it out what we're going to be and hope that maybe the Bucks wobble here and there. I have a feeling right now. I don't think we have a great shot at winning the division. You know, we got now a guy hit me up earlier on the text line. He goes, I keep seeing all these different numbers for the playoffs. Yes, it's anywhere from 11 to 17%, depending if it's ESPN analytics. I think they've got us at like, yeah. Guys, we're the 11th seed in the East in the NFC. That's all you need to know. We're the 11th seed. We got 10 teams better than us right now by record.
Yeah, the winning of the division thing doesn't feel like it's doable, but I will tell you, Tampa didn't feel like it was doable last year either. There's still division games in front of us. We are going to have to run the table, though. That means beating the Saints, right, Mike?
Right.
Which feels like that might be the easiest task with the way things are going right now. They're going to start Tyler Shook. You got to find a way to get back at Carolina. Doesn't have to be a blowout. I know we want revenge, but just beat them. And then you got to find a way to beat Tampa at Tampa, right? You got to revenge. You get that revenge win. And if you do that, then you just let the chips fall where they may. But the problem becomes, I say this all the time, every year when you guys go, oh, first few games don't matter. When you need help at the end of the season,
please,
and you lost to those NFC teams, it comes back to bite you.
This ain't the NHL, MLB, or the NBA.
No.
You got 17 of these weeks. That's why no one can ever understand when we lay an egg like we did against Carolina or what we just had happen against Miami. See, that's the thing. I know a coach, and we're not going to ask Coach this because coaches and people know, and most you guys in your car in the office know.
What are you going to ask?
It's a fool's errand to sit there and go, hey, we're in the easy part of the schedule. Well, the easy part of the schedule just started with a 34-10 loss because we got what we thought back in August was going to be gravy. Oh, the Dolphins, New England, the Colts, Carolina, the Saints suck. The Jets. Yeah.
J-E-T-S. Yeah.
Oh.
Jets.
Well, again, we got to go on the road outdoors in New England and on the road outdoors against the Jets where we average 5 points.
Yeah.
So that we better get this thing straight. Because if you lose this game, the fans that aren't already like basically ready to jump out a window are going to be, that's it, I'm done. You know, and Arthur Blank hears all this. He knows. He's in marketing. He might not know how to win in the NFL, but he wants to and he's trying. But he knows when the customers aren't happy.
I think the Jets had their come to Jesus moment already when Woody called out the quarterback and then Justin went out and balled last week. I don't know if we've had ours. We haven't had that. We're all mad and frustrated. I don't know if we've had Arthur Blank come out and say, unacceptable, not going to tolerate it. I don't know if anybody in the building, I asked you this yesterday about the players, have blown up.
Right.
None of these guys have blown up. None of these guys have said, put the mics on me.
Right.
Let me tell you what's going on in here. Like, we haven't had
There's no meltdown.
We haven't had that yet. Jets felt that way last week when you had the owner just blatantly come out and go, well, if the quarterback could complete a pass.
Literally called out again.
And then they went out and balled out. So,
right.
I mean, say what you want. And again, they probably should have lost that game if you watched it last week. Bengals had them beat. But give them credit, man. Like, I don't know if that's happened to us. It's been up and down, Mike. The problem is, guys, good teams don't go on 3- and 4-game losing streaks in the NFL.
Correct.
That doesn't happen.
And that's why Dan Quinn got fired, because he had a bunch of them. We had 5- and even 6-game losing streaks at one point. I mean, just for argument's sake, you think it would have an effect down the hall in this locker room if Arthur Blank came out and said, I need some wins and there's going to be some serious changes here? In that same voice. I'm Arthur Blank, and I approve this message.
It would feel different. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Look, Arthur has this meeting with that we talked about. They do this. By the way, he's been doing this for years. This isn't anything new. For every coach that's been here, going back to Smitty, they do this. Some owners do it differently, but the point is, he has always been involved that way, wanting to know what's going on with the coaching staff, what happened the following Sunday or the last Sunday or whatever. But you're right, Mike. I mean, did Arthur come into the locker room? You know, today, the first day of practice, they were off yesterday and go, all right, let me tell y'all something. Like, we haven't had that moment. Maybe we don't need it, but maybe we do. 404-726-0929. That is the number for you to hit us up, guys. Follow us, Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up, C Dukes, and the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station 929 The Game.
These are contract years for Arnold Ebiketie. I know that we talked about, you know, Troy Andersen and where that is. I mean, guys asked me again because we brought up Divine Diablo earlier in the show, and the
Divine
guy says,
Diablo.
Yeah, we miss him. Bad arm. Hope we get back. Yeah. I played one series.
We got to come down a notch, man, because this dude was missed.
Divine Diablo.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, guy asked me about Troy. Guys, I don't know. Do I deal in absolutes? We kind of do with sports talk. But you think we're ever going to see Troy Andersen in a Falcon uniform again?
Doesn't feel that way.
Doesn't feel that way.
Doesn't.
Nobody in this building can give you a straight answer on what his future is. So, I mean, that's just a buster. You know, that's we mentioned we saw Fontenot. I mean, some of this, as I said to Carl yesterday in the 5 o'clock hour, some of this now, I'll take some of the, you want to spit some venom, I'll go that way to the front office. Because, you know, we've had some key pieces that are missing right now. And I will give him credit on the flip side of that argument. I don't think we ever appreciated how good Divine Diablo was going to be.
No.
We didn't know who he was, most Falcon fans.
Here's what's interesting, though, Mike. I mean, you talk about Troy Andersen. I do think Troy Andersen is Divine Diablo. But he's broke all the time.
Right.
He's not healthy. He runs just like Divine. He can cover. The reason why we drafted him was his versatility. He's big. I think he is that guy. The problem is Divine came in here and became like a staple of the middle part of this defense. And we said this. When you take his length out of this defense, guys, there are lanes and throwing lanes that quarterbacks are willing to attempt to try to throw in there. When a guy's got the length of Divine and the speed – Troy Andersen, too, when healthy. That's why he was so effective.
But he won you the game against the Saints last year at the Dome.
But it's such a small sample space.
Well, there's a deal. He's drafted in 22. This is his fourth year. He's a second-round pick, right?
Yeah.
So that's it. This is it for him for the franchise.
He's done.
Because he's played – now we're into year three. If he never gets back on the field this year, that's 9 games in 3 seasons.
Not enough.
That is a disaster.
Not enough.
Especially – you know me. Okay, I'll invoke it. Just a few picks later, it's Patino, the kid from Oklahoma that Denver picked up.
Yeah, and he's been a beast. He's already got a new deal.
Right. He got a big deal because you know why? Sacks the quarterback. Yeah. Impact player.
Yeah,
right now we're dealing with Jalen Walker. I'm not comparing Jalen Walker to Troy Andersen, but Jalen Walker's not giving me anything right now when he's dealing with a soft tissue injury.
By the way, we'll get an injury update from Coach. I know many of you are going, what is the deal? Feels like everybody was out last week. So Jesse left the game early, Jesse Bates. There was no Drake. There was no Michael Penix. Mike just mentioned, you know, Storm Norton. So we got a lot of guys, and this also includes – who am I missing, Mike? There was one other injury that affected us last week. But we've got about 5 or 6 guys. Who's that? Billy Bowman.
That's why Billy Bowman loves to hit. Now, I know if you put A-Chain or any of the Dolphins running backs, that's the argument we had with – or discussion we had with Dave. Because I said to him, I go, if you got J.D. – and we're going to ask Coach this. If you got J.D. Bertrand, who is giving up chunks of yardage after the catch.
You're going to keep killing this guy, aren't you?
Well, it's just – it's like it's not his fault. Hey, it's like you want me to dunk a basketball? There's just things in life you can't do. He can't cover.
You can try, Mike. You can try.
Yes, I can try. Give me the stepladder or the cherry picker. I'll give you a nice photo. But I'm telling you, I mean, and I know he's got a lot of friends.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And friends and family in this town. It's a local product, but it's just there's things right now he struggles in. Coach called him out, you know? So, well, then what's the solution? You wish Billy Bowman, because even though Billy Bowman would be giving up 40 pounds to a running back, he'll still hit him. and he'll still be able to track him down if it's a wide receiver coming through.
Yeah, he'll definitely bring the hat. All right, we're going to take a break. We are waiting on Coach. He could be here any minute. Stay there. We're going to come back. Raheem Morris is on the way. 3 o'clock hour straight ahead. Also, we will talk more about what's going on around the NFL. Lots of news, guys, including what Lamar said. What Lamar Jackson said.
Hey. Hi, Lacey.
And also, we'll get to the Patriots making trades right before our matchup. Does it have anything to do with us or no? It's Dukes and Bell live at Flowery Branch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.